Macmillan Audio presents Night Embrace by Sherilyn Kenyon. Read for you by Carrington McDuffie.
Prologue, AD 558, Glennon. The roaring village fires burned high into the night, licking at the dark sky like serpents twining through black velvet. Smoke wafted through the misty darkness, pungent with the scent of death and vengeance. The sight and smell should bring joy to Talon. It didn't. Nothing would ever bring joy to him again. Nothing. The bitter agony that welled inside him was crippling, debilitating. It was more than even he could bear, and that thought was almost enough to make him laugh. Or curse. Aye, he cursed from the excruciating weight of his pain. One by one, he had lost every human being on Earth who had ever meant anything to him. All of them. At age 7, he'd been orphaned and left the heavy responsibility of caring for his baby sister. With nowhere to go, and unable to provide for the infant himself, he had returned to the clan that had once been led by his mother, a clan that had banished both his parents before his birth. His uncle had been in his first year as king when Talon had forced his way into his hall. The king had grudgingly accepted him and Kira, but his clan never had. Not until Talon had forced them to. They might not have respected his parentage, but Talon had made them respect his sword arm and temper, respect his willingness to maim or slay any and all who insulted him. By the time he'd entered manhood, no one dared to mock his birth or impugn his mother's memory or honor. He had risen through the ranks of warriors and learned all he could about weapons, fighting, and leadership.